Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Everyone, welcome to this IGTV and to this podcast episode. I'm recording this sitting here in a park, and if you listen to some of my previous episodes and podcast episodes, you know, hi, you know that. So I decided to kind of just let go of the schedules or of like planned content or whatever, and decided that when I have a thought or when I have something important that I want to share with you, I'm just going to go on, you know, on Instagram Live and record this as a podcast interview as well. So here it is. Today, I want to talk about a really important subject, which is basically what is feminine embodiment and what does it have to do with attracting amazing men? Because I got this question from a woman that I talked about on a discovery call. By the way, those who don't know me, I'm Anna Rova, and I help women, successful single women, attract committed masculine men. Amazing men, pretty much. And I run a powerful program, group coaching program for women to just do that. So, you know, this woman on the discovery call, she told me that she's been married for 11 years. She's been recently divorced, and she's been trying to do all of these feminine things. She understands the concept of polarity, knowing that, you know, she's been very controlling and trying to control the men, the outcome, the everything, and it's clearly not working. So she understands how polarity works. So she's been working on getting into her feminine more and more. But she also realized that, like, it's what she's doing is not working. Therefore, she was there with me on the call, right? So she was really trying to understand. And I was kind of exploring and asking her a lot of questions, what she's done before. So it says, you know, so she was telling me that basically, so she's a psychologist. She majored in psychology, did a master's degree in psychology. And so that has really helped her understand her personality and, you know, like patterns and things like that. But when it comes to practical daily life, she wasn't able to stop herself in the moment when she's in an argument with a man and like apply this philosophy in the arguments that she has with men. Like, all right, you know how like therapy is amazing and I'm all for it. But the clients that I work with and the clients that I work with have gone to therapy, or some of them are still going to therapy. But what they report is that therapy is very, I mean, obviously it's very cognitive, right? Like in therapy, you talk about things, you understand why things happen. You go back into the story and kind of rewind that and understand and look at it with like clear eyes. And that is amazing. But the problem with that sometimes, not saying with everyone, but sometimes, especially with the women that I work with, it's that just understanding it does not give you the practical tools and resources to actually overcome it or deal with this on a daily basis, right? So she was talking to me about, you know, the data, the research, the understanding of it, right? Like, it's helpful to understand it, but like, okay, what do I do about it now? How do I stop myself from controlling everything or getting into an argument or whatever that might be? Hang on a second, I'm just going to take off my earrings because I know it's affecting my mic. So I asked her, so she was like, what is this feminine embodiment thing, right? And how does it work? And how is that different? And then I asked her, which I want to ask you the question, what do you think is feminine embodiment? Like, just sit with that for a second and think of what is feminine embodiment for you, right? So you can even pause this video or whatever and think about it. And she told me, which I'm assuming, hang on a second, I'm just putting this earring in. All right, done. So what she told me is, oh, feminine embodiment is just embodying your feminine, working. So it's like feminine plus body, feminine embodiment, which is, you know, like yoga and painting and burning candles and doing, you know, these feminine things and dancing and things like that. And I'm like, okay, how's that working for you? Oh, you know, it's okay. I feel more like I love myself more. Yeah, Amelia says feeling before thinking. Well, Amelia is a client of mine. So Amelia, you don't count. I'm asking women who are not working with me because you know. But good answer. And welcome, by the way. Thanks for watching. So how I answer her question, well, these are all really feminine things that you do for self-care. But that's kind of like, that's the icing on the top. That's just sprinkles on the top. You can burn candles all day long and you can dance in your living room all day long and you can paint and create and whatever. That's not going to actually change the undercurrents of your being and the deeply rooted beliefs and the patterns that you're having with men. You know, there's a lot of women ballsy and they're masculine energy a lot. And just by burning candles or dancing, I mean, that's definitely going to help because that's going to actually connect you to your senses, right? Like, that's why women are so, like, you know, men don't care about candles. They don't give a shit about candles or dancing or yoga or whatever. But we as feminines, as women, we do because that's what fulfills us. That's what makeup is all about. That's what, you know, dresses and heels and being in a certain state, you know, all of that is all about how that makes you feel. But it's all sprinkles on top, right? Because if you don't work on the fundamental belief system that you have about yourself, about men, about your beliefs of I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, therefore I need to control in the drive, go, 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 push, push, push. Nothing's going to change no matter how many candles you burn every day. And so I explained to her that feminine embodiment is all about getting out of your head, getting into your body and allowing yourself to feel the shit and allowing yourself to feel the beauty of it all. So a lot of the women, it's people in general, but let's just talk about women. We carry a lot of frozen tension in our body. Like this woman, when I told her this, she started crying because she knows that's true. For 11 years in her marriage, when she was, you know, just like being hurt and upset and the pain and the frustration and all the weight of the world that we carry on our shoulders as women who need to do it all, which is a bunch of BS because you can't. All of that is stored in our bodies. And we can't function like men because we are not men. We run on different currents. And so if you don't have ways to release that in a safe way, then it's just going to keep piling up and resentment is going to keep building. And you can, you know, you can burn your candles, you can dance and you can paint, but the hurt and the frustration is still going to be there and will continue to be there until it gets into resentment and exhaustion and hormones issues and fatigue and cortisol levels being low or high or whatever. So what I do in my work with women, you know, in the whole process, it's all about feminine embodiment, giving you the tools and the practices in the comfort of your own home to practice and to release, to give your body a day-to-day practice that will help you release all that frustration, all that pain. And when you work with beliefs, for example, and with polarity and embodying who you are as a woman and all of that stuff, it's all through embodiment. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training house is different. If you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way, this is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode. You can give yourself 100 different affirmations about I'm good enough, I'm good enough, I'm good enough. And that's what I'm seeing in the personal growth world in general. You know, it's all about affirmations. It's all about in the mind. But what we as women do, and a lot of men too, but particularly women, because all day we're in that thinking, 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 doing, doing, doing mode. If we want to get into our feminine, become soft, relax, surrender, and not give a shit about where is this going? Are you my next husband? Are my needs met? Who said what and why? We need to learn how to be here now and how to not get caught up in the drama, the story, and the details of it all, and how to let go of something that just needs to be let the just let it go. And we can't because we're like, shit, if I let it go, things are going to go to hell and whatever. So that's what feminine embodiment is, right? It's really getting to the bottom and your own truth, getting to the bottom of who you truly are, behind all the layers of conditioning, of ancestral trauma, of media, of whatever anybody else is telling you who you need to be, social media, you know? So it's all about having those tools. And when I work with women, and this is honestly, if you've been following my work or if you're working with me, you know that this is different. And why is this different? Women report is because it seems like embodiment is the missing piece. It's getting yourself to simply feel and be in the unknown. The biggest thing that I do with women, honestly, in my group coaching calls is just helping them sit with the shit that they can't seem to sit with, you know? So not go for the ice cream. Although, look, I'm guilty of that too. Like, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I do that as well. But at least my life right now is like, I know how to be chilled out, you know? I don't get into this crazy mode of overthinking and panicking and controlling. Like, my man is free to go and to do whatever he wants to do. And that's why he chooses to be with me, because I'm not this crazy woman running around, right? So instead of feeling the discomfort and being in the discomfort, we go and like we have sex and we have drugs and we have alcohol and we get ice cream and all that. I still do that sometimes, right? But it's not sustainable. Like, you're going to burn out and keep burning out in cycles. So it's about having, how does that, she was like, all right, well, how does it look as a daily life practice? Well, it's a 5 minutes a day practice that I teach every woman. If you go to my Instagram profile, I'm an Anna Rova, check out my IGTV and you'll see me moving. But it's not dancing. It's literally applying a practice. A feminine, it's called feminine flow. And then as we work through deeply rooted issues with women, as we go through the process in my client program, everything is weaved through feminine embodiment practices and techniques. And when I do my coaching, I do the same thing. So what women report is they do this, you know, for, let's say, even 2 weeks of doing that, oh my God, women are like, I feel so much more relaxed. And what does that have to do with men? You might ask me a great question. Well, it has everything to do with, well, it has everything to do with life, because feminine embodiment is not something I invented. Feminine embodiment is a tool that I learned how to coach in, and then I applied it to my own process of how do you get from masculine into feminine, and how do you work on your deeply rooted beliefs through embodiment. And so what does it have to do with men? First of all, when you're out of your head and like you're here and now, you're totally relaxed, then you're coming up on your date as just you. Like, you don't have an agenda. You're just showing up as you. And you're there, you're present, you're having fun. That's what dating is all about. Like, when women tell me, you know, I don't like dating, it's all very complicated, I'm burnt out, and the men are shit and whatever, I'm like, you don't know what dating is. That's what I'm thinking to myself. Of course, I'm very gentle about how I communicate with them. But I'm like, you don't know what dating is, because dating is supposed to be fun. That's what men want. That's what we want as well. Don't you want to go on a date and just be here and now and let the men court you and pursue you and ask you questions? And you're just like sitting there right now laughing about it. I mean, not laughing about it, but just being here and now and just having a lot of fun. And that energy is so attractive and so freeing for a man. If you get to this state, then all the men are going to be yours. They're going to just want to be with you all the time. Because there's nothing more attractive than a woman who's just here now, who's not expecting everything of you, you know, who's just playing the game. It's all, the polarity is a game, but the game is fun to play on both sides. And so, and that's how you go through a relationship. Also, these tools help you really focus on yourself first. Know that you are the prize. It helps a lot with when you're getting into an argument. So what I do and what I help the women that I work with do is, as soon as there is an argument or you're feeling your needs are not being met or whatever, the first question or the first reaction is not, you're an asshole, you don't give me what I need, but it's, all right, what can I do with that? What is that about? What is what I'm feeling about? Let me go and take this into my flow first to release, right? To let some steam, to release this pressure and that frozen tension on, you know, in my own body, have some clarity around that. And then just really sit and process, what is this really about? Is that about him or is this about me? How can I meet my needs first? I was talking to a woman today in a group coaching session, and she was kind of complaining about, you know, her love language is this, and he's not giving her a lot of cuddles, and she's like printed different spreadsheets for him and different things that he should understand why cuddling is important. And we're just sitting there and I'm like, this is not about him. This is about you, you know, and how you show up for yourself and why that need is not being met within you. So it's not about the guy, you know, it's about, like, let's look within first. So that's what feminine embodiment is. And that's what it has to do with attracting amazing men. So once you get to do that, or you learn how to do that, everything changes and everything at work changes with the men that you're attracting. But it's all about, how can I learn to sit with uncertainty? How can I feel through what's uncomfortable? How can I allow myself to not have the answers right now and just sit with that, right? And have the tools and the resources and be guided through this process. So that's it. That's my message for you today. If you're interested in learning more, I mean, I have, what do I have? I don't know. I mean, my whole podcast kind of talks about that. But if you really want to work with me through that and you know this is for you, then just apply for your discovery call and we'll talk about all of that. All right. Who has questions? I see that women who I'm working with are also joining this Instagram video. Hello. If anybody has any questions, this is the time to ask. Otherwise, just DM me on Instagram. I'll be happy to talk to you through this. Okay, seems like everybody's kind of clear. So, all right, have a good day, night, wherever you are listening, watching, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand, and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, I mean, booked. My calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.